This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one would say J.J. Barea. I was like, what? Would J.J. Barea get a player to week? Up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas? I'm going to have a name. Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher than Mason, Martin, Margiela.
Yeah. Tom Brady. Global losers. Duke. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The doo-doo Browns. Get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick. He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby.
This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas. I'm your host, Rocky. Joining me today is BBB.
What's going on, Rock?
Not much, man. How you doing?
Bring some in and take a shot out of the Stanley Cup, Lord Stanley's Cup.
We should do that. Man, I'm telling you, if we win a Super Bowl, we can do whatever we want. And, of course, Mr. 315, he is here. He is back.
I am back, man. I'm back. Glad to be back.
We're glad to have you back, man. You know, we got a great show today. We're going to talk a lot about NFL, the playoffs. Let's get into the wild card round, the NFC side. We did the AFC earlier. If you got $10 laying around, you want to place on the Texans to beat the Patriots, go ahead and do it. You know, because I wouldn't bet more than that.
It pays big if they win.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I wonder what odds – what's the odds in Vegas? What do you think, 100-1?
You got to be. It's somewhere around that neighborhood, yeah.
It's probably like minus 700 for the Patriots. Like the Patriots win, you make no money. But if the Texans win, my goodness.
Yeah, it'll pay out. Mm-hmm. It'll be like somebody winning Triple Crown in horse racing.
Right.
I mean, that is like winning the lottery. Basically, it would be the lottery.
Somebody go put six figures on the Texans.
Yeah. Let's get into the NFC side. The Seahawks at the Falcons Saturday at 4:40. Who is your X factor and who wins the game?
Rawls is my X factor. The running game for Seattle. And I think Seattle wins the game, but that running game has to give them another game like they gave them against Detroit. I just don't believe in Atlanta, never have.
Like Bimani says, man, Atlanta's always Atlanta at some point.
Yep, exactly.
I mean, we got to stop dwelling on the past seasons and what's happened in past playoffs and look at right what's in front
Let
of
me
us
ask you a
right
question.
Now.
Let me ask you a question. What we say every year on this show, AFC East, right? Patriots, right? Until we see it, we always go with the Patriots. I know what you're saying.
Yeah. Atlanta is just
– they put out the stat yesterday. Seattle is so much better at home than they are on the road.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw
they
that,
are
too.
Going to the Dome where they are going to play the fastest, highest-powered scoring offense in the league without Earl Thomas, without a great pass rush, and a suspect offensive line. Atlanta 35, Seattle 20.
I can see Seattle win this game. I can. I don't think they will. Because I think the best two teams in the NFC will play in the NFC Championship game. They have been this year. Seattle, with the injury to Earl Thomas, is so vulnerable deep. And I can see Atlanta screwing this up somehow. I can see it. I mean, you got two good running backs right now. Yep. You got listen, stop how great the wide receiver core is for Atlanta. Sanu has had a good, decent season. Gabriel's had a decent season, but all they really have is Julio. Let's be honest. It's the playoff time. Who are you going to rely on? You're going to rely on Julio. You ain't, and I don't know if the other two guys will show up. We'll see. I'm debating if it's going to be close. I think it'll be close because I think Atlanta will play down. They'll play down to their competition. And Seattle is not going to get blown out. So I'll go with Atlanta 27-21. It's going to be something like that. It's going to be a lower scoring game for these two. to me, the X factor's got to be Matt Ryan.
Yeah, it's definitely Matt Ryan.
I was looking at the stats in five playoff games. He's got 5 touchdowns, 4 picks, you know, and averaging like 200 yards. He has been awful in the playoffs.
That team was built different than this team is built.
Was it?
It was all predicated on Gonzalez or Julio. Mm-hmm. This team, they rely on everybody. Yeah, they rely on formations. They rely on mismatches out there in the secondary. If they can line Devontae Freeman or Tevin Coleman up on a linebacker or one of your slow safeties, you are in trouble.
Which is more the reason why if he screws this up.
Well, let me tell you, Atlanta, if you're going to win, you need to be aggressive. Don't play safe, and don't try to beat the linebackers. Try to beat the secondary, because K.J. Wright and Wagner are beast. Devontae Freeman ain't going to roll over Wagner, and Coleman ain't going to roll over the guys. I mean, they've got to press the ball down the field against Seahawks.
They
got to
run them over. They just got to run by them.
Well, you got to get the ball down the field, though. I don't think you and Bell will do dink and dunk short passes. You got to throw the ball deep.
Oh, and that's the beauty of Atlanta's offense.
Once you throw it deep, then it will have the secondary back up and the linebackers back off the line.
You
can start trying to run it. Now, the one big thing, Atlanta has a really good offensive line. I mean, behind Oakland and Dallas, they're the third best line in the league this year. But I'll go with Atlanta. Now let's get into the big game.
And Seattle's my pick. If I didn't say that.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I know you said Seattle. So, and I could see them win this game. Moving to the next game of the day, the game that everybody will be watching. By the way, I'm gonna tell you right now, 3 o'clock, my phone will be off. No social media, nothing until the next day or that night after the game's over.
So, I can't troll you during the game.
No, you can't text me, call me. You know, I'll probably have 20 messages when I turn my phone back on because I'm going to be into this game. I've been eager for this game all week. Jordy Nelson is out as of right now. They say it will take a miracle for him to play on Sunday.
Broken ribs? Is it broken ribs?
Yeah. All Cowboys players are healthy. Everybody's on the field. Everybody will be there. So, Mo Claiborne. I know for Green Bay, Blake Martinez is hurt, the middle linebacker.
Starts, then practice. There's a couple people that were out that didn't practice that I saw on their injury report, which is all fine as long as number 12 is playing.
Who's y'all's X factor first?
For me, it's Aaron Rodgers. I mean, he has to be Aaron Rodgers. He has to do what he does. He needs 35 to 40 passes. He needs 30 to 35 completions, maybe 350 yards, and hopefully 70 yards of rushing total as a team. If they get that and he has 3 or 4 touchdown passes, they have a chance.
I'm piggybacking Aaron Rodgers, man, to try to continue this role he's on. I haven't seen a role. I mean, can anybody remember a role a quarterback has been on that y'all seen?
Cam Newton last year.
Not like this.
Not like
this. The second half of the season, Cam Newton was unbelievable. 22 TDs to one pick.
22 to one.
At the end of last season?
Who, Cam Newton, yeah. 22 and one?
22 to one.
I didn't think he had 22 to one.
I don't think so either.
He finished the season 22 TDs to one pick.
I believe it.
Almost like 5 even. And he got hot.
I think. Not like this.
I mean, but it's definitely a different game because Rodgers has been asked to throw and carry the team.
Well, he doesn't have a running back.
He has no
running
game.
There is no running game. Nothing. All right, for me, yeah, I can see. Of course, Rodgers is, but to me, I think it's Christian Michael. I think they need to have Christian Michael run the ball. You know, if, like you said, 80, 70 yards. They will not beat the Dallas Cowboys if they don't run the ball well. They at least 70, 80 yards. Because you got to take – you can't throw 50 times with Aaron Rodgers in that backfield against Dallas because we're going to play the nickel 3-2-5 where it's 3 defensive linemen, 2 linebackers, and 6 defensive backs. It's going to be tough to beat that. He beat the Giants. He did a great job. But without DRC, that was tough.
That changed.
Dallas is getting back our best corner this weekend. So, and the last time we played them, we beat them very handily, may I add, in Green Bay, 30-16. Dak had three touchdowns. Aaron had one and a pick in that game. But that's my X factor. I think it's for Green Bay, it would be Chris and Michael are running back. Everyone who's running the ball, if it's Todd Montgomery. For Dallas.
Dallas is simple. Let's not try to reinvent the wheel. Do what you've been doing all season. Power football.
No.
Mistake-free football. Take some chances on first downs, though,
that's
to open up the game.
Dez is, to me, I think, the X factor. He needs to come up with a touchdown. If he gets a touchdown, it energizes the rest of the team, offense and defense. He is the – I mean, he's basically the leader on the team. He gets a touch, it'll get everybody else going. Because then everybody's got to back off on defense from the offensive line, and then we can just plow them over in the second half. To me, you throw it first down, you throw it second down, you first down at least, run it on second, you start mixing in, you get up big in the first half, there's no chance for them to come back in the second half.
How much you want to bet the first play for the offense for the Dallas Cowboys is a power right to Zeke Elliott?
Oh, I bet you it is.
$10, $20?
I bet you it is. I bet you it is. But why not the first play? Throw it to Dez, cross the middle, get him going. Because if he's not in the game, you see what happens. Just like the Giants game. You know, things don't go the right way and it affects the rest of the team. Yeah. So hopefully they'll do that. Jason Garrett, you have to be aggressive this postseason. Do not sit back and wait on things to come. And that's what I'm scared of. Because I'm going to tell you, I've been waiting since 1995 for y'all to actually make a playoff run. Make one this year. Just saying. So shut all those critics up. I'm so tired of hearing about how Stephen A. Smith said Green Bay is the one team that Dallas didn't want to play. Really? I thought it was the Giants or Seattle.
Still, it's Seattle.
It's always a team Dallas don't want to play.
I ain't worried about Seattle. I'm more worried about Green Bay than I am Seattle, especially as beat up as they are. And I know I'm cocky on that, but I just hey, I believe in my team against the Seahawks. We match up well against them. But who you got, Green Bay or Dallas?
Oh, boy. Dallas in a close one, man. 24-21.
Oh, yeah. By the way, all of these games are revenge games this weekend.
Yeah.
We owe them for the catch a couple years ago. Seattle, Atlanta owes Seattle.
Yep.
You know.
Oh, especially that Seattle-Atlanta game in the regular earlier in the season. Yep.
And plus, Atlanta already has a playoff win over Seattle.
Right.
A couple years ago. So they know what it takes. Anyway, I like Dallas. 38, Green Bay, 31.
Oh, wow. High scoring?
38-31. You picked Green Bay earlier.
No, I picked Dallas Monday. I said I might be changing my pick because I was thinking, too. I was like, man, I should just come in, pick Green Bay, give all the reasons why I'm picking Green Bay just to see you turn red. But I can't even front to myself. I can't even lie to myself like that. Dallas should win this game. Dallas has the better team.
Green Bay, and here's why I say they need to pass it more, is because they're so hurt in the secondary. They are depleted in that secondary, and Dak should have another field day against them. Real fast, do we see Romo at all?
Not if the game goes like I'm thinking it's going to go. Mm-hmm. Now, if Green Bay is up 10, 14 points and the offense is real stagnant, there might be a chance they put Tony Romo in, and Tony Romo gives them that spark.
I'm going to go Dallas 38-14.
Ooh, damn.
Because I don't see it being as close as everybody's saying it's going to be. I think it was such a great game against the Giants. And look what happened last year. He had that great game against
Arizona,
they still lost, right?
They still lost that game.
But it was just the way he got into it.
Hail Mary that game, too.
I just think without a running game, it's so difficult to win
the playoffs.
And
the
defense. Yep. No defense has played better lately. But, I mean, Dallas should take care of Clay and all them guys. We'll see. Anyway, that's our picks for this weekend. So, Dallas, don't let me down. Let's go into dummies of the week. Who's there? It's the Joseph Randall, BSS Carolinas, dummy of the week. All right, you got any dummies? Y'all got any?
I don't.
Rajon Rondo. You know, he's been benched by the Bulls. They don't know what to do with him. No team wants him. And he had an interview earlier in the week, and he said the reason they told him that he was being benched was, quote, to save him from himself. What in the hell does that mean? First and foremost, save you from you? The only thing they're saving is your lack of jump shot ability. You're way past your prime. You don't make anybody better anymore, nope. Rondo.
And you shoot horrible from the free throw line for a point guard.
And you're not easy to deal with. Like, your temperament is just all wrong for a team that's got playoff aspirations. So, Rondo, you're one of our dummies of the week.
Yeah, he was done after the whole Dallas fiasco. He was done after that.
And we can give one to Derek, if you want to give one to Derek. No call, no show. Cost you $200,000 in game money.
Well, I gave one to Derek Rose and the Knicks.
See, that's mine too. Both parties were careless.
I just listen. You know what you're getting with D Rose, Derek Rose, and then that front office is just it's a mess in New York. It's been a mess. It's still a mess. For me, I got Steelers assistant coach Jory Porter for getting arrested for aggravated assault Sunday night after Steelers win. Do you think it affects the Steelers at all? 3-1-5?
No. Joey Porter, get back to him. I'm trying to remember. Wasn't he involved in some mess in the playoffs last year with Cincinnati?
Vontaze Burfict.
Yeah.
Came on the field.
Right.
Running his mouth.
The charges have been dropped by the DA. Will only be charged with disorderly conduct and public drunkenness.
I mean, he's still a famous figure in Pittsburgh. Helped them win the Super Bowl. You got to give Joey Porter some love. Shoot, let that man go. We sorry he got drunk and acted a fool.
Yeah, I mean.
Now, if this was Cleveland, he'd probably been thrown under the cell. Like 5 felony charges.
Fan makes epically bad throw that hits spectators in $1 million contest on ESPN College Football Game Day pregame show.
Ouch.
Yeah, watch it on our Facebook page. It's funny. Fan punches TV after Clemson touchdown with 1 second left. Alabama fan.
And break his TV. That must have been the guy that put that $100,000 bet on Alabama. The Las Vegas
Sporting
Books.
What? Man, come on. I hate when I see these stories.
Because it was guaranteed Alabama had been dominant all year.
There's one thing. I love my Cowboys. Everybody knows I got my Dez Bryant socks on today. I got my Dez jersey. I got my Cowboys run the East. I ain't punching my TV. I ain't stupid. I got a 3D TV. I ain't punching that thing. You're out of your mind.
And then it would be worse. You break your TV and you break your hand.
Right.
That's a double whammy.
Then I got to go to the hospital, pay money for that. I'm not spending. Come on. I ain't stupid. Derek Rose, Knicks, of course. Johnny Manziel, he's on the list again, is signing autographs for $50 during Super Bowl week in Houston. He is the Pete Rose without the career. I mean, pretty much. Think about it.
Yep.
I mean, $50 for a selfie.
He won a Heisman Trophy.
$50 for a selfie.
I mean, it's Johnny College football.
I got an idea.
Has it gotten that bad?
Yeah, go spend $20 the night before he signs autograph. He'll be at the bar, the club down the street.
Go find where
he's
partying.
Spend $10 to
get all the selfies you want.
And get all the selfies you want. He'll probably be drinking everything. He'll be
drinking with you. Johnny, got a drink for you, man. Take a shot with me. Yeah, pose for my Instagram.
Come on, man.
Pete Rose about the career. I like that.
I mean, it's true, though. I mean, you know. But that is, of course, one more. The San Diego Chargers, now the LA Chargers. The new logo, man. Has everybody seen it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
I like the L and the bolt.
I've got a question. the graphic designer for the Chargers, can they not be any better than that? Because it looked like they just copy and pasted the AOA symbol and just add a bolt to the end. That's all they did.
I mean, it's a little more curved, too. And, you know, the Chargers wear that dark blue. Dark blue is one
But can't you do a little bit more than just take – I mean, dude, it's so ripped off.
I mean
– I should give you
– Like, L.A. has a logo, okay? It looks like that. Like What's the Angels logo? What's their L.A. look like? They don't, do they even use L.A.? Or they use
no,
L.A.?
No, they use L.A.
I mean, it's so hard to do. We all understand the Dodger logo is, you know, synonymous with L.A. because L.A. hasn't had any other teams. See, the Angels just do a big A. They don't even do L.A.
And it's Anaheim, right?
Yeah. Well, no, it's L.A. now.
L.A.
But we know it's all – we all know it's Anaheim.
They kept the
it's
A.
Anaheim.
They kept the A there.
So I don't know. Maybe what would you want them to do?
Do the bolt. Keep the bolt and do something with the bolt.
And put L A.
Yeah, just do like L A. Yeah, like have the bolt go down, like, you know,
and have the L at the bottom and right. have maybe the A at the top with the bolt through
right.
it. Like
but
that.
Do something, or even have the L be like California, you know, and do something with the A and then have the bolt running through it or something. I mean, come on, you're a graphic designer. I could do better than that.
Let's put a picture of the zoo on there. The show loved this for San Diego. And just call them L.A. and like, you can have like a panda wearing a Dodger hat. There you go.
There you go. That works.
San Diego and L.A. mix. There we go, man.
All right. Do y'all have anything else on NFL you want to talk about?
Uh-uh.
No.
All right. NFL. Let's go into – actually, let's go in cash money, and then we'll do – NBA after that. Uh-huh. So let's go to cash money players of the week.
Believe it, please. You already smell me, man. I smell like money. I smell green. Team invasion, daddy. Southern smoke.
All I ever wanted was some cash money.
Y'all got any cash money players of the week?
You got any over there, Mr. 315?
I'm gonna, yeah, I do. Doing this show, I try to stay objective as possible. So with that being said, I have to go with the guy in Green Bay, man. Jeez, Louise.
Oh, he's tearing up.
Yes,
I can't.
Another unbelievable performance.
Yeah, the Hail Mary.
Another one.
Three has like the most now yep. ever. Three, I mean, that's it. I hate Green Bay.
I know, but no, you got to give him love. He's definitely done it. You got him? Is that it? You got him more?
That's it.
All right, who you got?
Clemson Tigers, Deshaun Watson, Dabo Sweeney, national championship on Monday. Fourth quarter comeback, 21 points in the fourth quarter. You knew when they were in 80 and 90 plays that Alabama was worn out. If Deshaun Watson wasn't leaving college football, I think Nick Saban might have retired.
Yeah, congrats to the Tigers and winning it and everything like that. I still don't like you guys, but congrats.
And shout out to these three letters, ACC, 8-3 in the bowl mm-hmm. games, winning the national championship. Producing the Heisman Trophy winner. My goodness, the ACC, way to go. Way
to Now they
go.
Need to build on it.
Keep
like
it going.
Like next year, exactly. Keep going. Don't have a down year. And some of these bad teams need to step up. It can't be Florida State and Clemson every year.
And Louisville. And
right.
But good thing, Vitek is revitalizing. It looks like Miami's revitalizing. UNC looks like they can be a staple for a while. Hopefully NC State can get their act together. We know Duke football is never going to be up there.
But Dave Doran was on the broadcast during the game. It was great seeing him with the other coaches from BYU and I don't even remember where else, Baylor. I mean, you know, they got some star-studded coaches in that.
Why not? Yeah. Come out and support the league.
But hopefully.
Boogie Cousins. Reports are out there that he's going to get 5 years and $207 to $219 million. Way to go, Boogie Cousins. My God. What kind of money? That is insane.
$200 million
for Boogie. $200 million. Boogie ain't got to have to, he ain't gonna do nothing but Boogie. Boogie! My goodness, Boogie.
Do you put that in him, though? Do you put that?
What, that money?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to. What are you gonna do with him?
Yeah.
He's one of the best centers in the game.
Probably the best.
Yeah, I can't really argue that. But
and the fans out in Sacramento love him. I mean, they pay tickets. They know they got a sorry product, but they pay tickets to come see him.
They have a face of the franchise. He is. So he's an angry face, but he's a face.
You got to keep that guy.
Ticking time bomb.
Right.
No, like Anthony Davis with the extension. Russell Westbrook signs an extension. I'm feeling good for these small market teams that they're keeping their superstar players in place.
I can't wait to see Steph Curry's.
Oh, it's
going to be insane. James Johnson. Tuesday night, Heat. Warriors, the end of the first quarter. They inbound the ball to James Johnson. He brings it all the way to the length of the floor. He takes off from about the dot. Steph Curry thinks he has the audacity to try to take a charge. Slides in, gets posterized. My God, Steph Curry, you're better than that, man.
Never been a big fan of the bigs dunking on little guys, though.
James Johnson, like 6'7". Yeah, you know, he's not that wing player.
It's still funny.
Watching. I mean,
and Steph was funny about it because he tweeted after things that you don't want to do.
Yeah. He was looking up at James Johnson like, oh my God.
Oh, no. If you look after the dunk, he was looking at the screen to watch it. To see how bad it looked.
I mean, and he was lucky he wasn't called for a foul because he was in the restricted area getting dunked on.
Yeah. Do you have any more?
That's it, man.
I got Alabama reported $103.9 million in total revenue for 2016, including $47 million in profit, 3.6% increase from last year.
They are moving that Roll Tide merchandise. Roll Tide, Roll Green.
Our NHL segment of the week, NHL three stars of the week, Michael Grabner, Patrick Maroon, and Braden Holtby named three stars of the week. Congrats, you guys.
Congratulations. Three stars? What the hell does three stars mean?
That means they're players of the week.
Mm. Oh, great.
That's the one thing we do talk hockey.
I don't know.
Aaron Rodgers for throwing 362 and four touchdowns against the Giants.
That's insane.
Listen, I love it. I'm glad you beat the Giants. And everybody's like, don't be too glad for what you wish for. Hey, if we lose to the Packers, I can deal with that. We lose to the Giants, I can't. I'm looking at these playoffs. As long as the Seahawks and the Giants don't win the Super Bowl, I don't care. I mean, I want my team to win, but,
As long as those franchises.
Yeah, as long as those who
don't
win.
And let's throw the Patriots in the mix because we don't
Pittsburgh. I'd say Pittsburgh, too, because I wouldn't be that mad, though, at Pittsburgh. Clemson Tigers win title. NHL All-Star teams were announced. Wow, we talked about NHL twice. Dabo Sweeney becomes the second person to win national championship as a player and coach. So he won 94 or 92 with Gene Stallings.
Didn't know that.
Deshaun Watson becomes second quarterback with 300 passing yards twice versus Saban.
I thought he had 400, actually. He had 400 both games.
Yeah, but he has a total of 825 in both those games.
Right.
Like a total.
But he's only the second quarterback to do it twice against him.
That Deshaun Watson, man. You know say what you want to say.
You know a fun fact I found about Deshaun Watson the other day? His family got put in one of those Warrick Dunn houses.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Which was
so big ups to Warrick Dunn.
FSU, baby. I thought that was a pretty cool story.
That is. I heard about that one.
And now Deshaun wants to do that now when
he'll be able to once
yes,
he gets
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
Drafted.
Once he gets that Cleveland Browns check.
And then Alex Ovechkin, once again, another NHL, records his 100th.
That's three. Three.
I know. 1,000th career point.
Ovechkin, man.
Ovechkin.
The greatest talent with the worst postseason career in all of sports. Like, so much hype every year for the Capitals, and they get into the postseason, and you know exactly what they're going to do. They are going to let you down. All the time. All the time.
Yeah. No, they do. They all do. The time. All right. You got anything else? Y'all got anything?
Always, sports is life.
And everybody on Periscope, stick around. We got one more show coming up. Everybody else, we'll see you later. You're listening to BSS Carolinas. Catch us everywhere.